The year was 1955 during the Jim Crow era. The Reconstruction era has ended and black people were free. Slavery has been over for a long time, but was it truly over? Segregation, codes, laws, and many more were still in act against black people. It is August 12, 1955 in Richmond, Virginia. The sun was shining on an 80-degree weather. A light breeze was present in the air. Citizens of the city were rushing to the bus on their way to work on a Friday morning. The Johnson family made their way to the bus like other people who had to work. Living here was not easy for them. They faced segregation and the Jim Crow laws, especially in the South. Derek and Grace Johnson get on the 8 a.m. bus to go to work on the rented part of a field for their crops. They had to bring their daughter Loretta with them today because she couldn't face school at times due to discrimination. Loretta sometimes helps out with the crops. Once they set foot on the bus, many glares and whispers were being made by the white people sitting on the front of the bus. This was almost like a daily routine for the Johnsons, so they minded their business and went to the back of the bus where other black people were sitting. There was only one seat left, so Derek and Grace gave that seat to Loretta. On their way to the field, comments are made by the people in front about their appearance. Grace and Derek were both wearing old clothing that they used for work. They were sadly used to the comments about their appearance. As they were getting off the bus, racial slurs were said towards them. But like always, they ignored it. They couldn't use certain bathrooms or fountains, and they could not go to many restaurants or movie theaters. They had their own colored places. It wasn't as nice, but they were still grateful for having what their ancestors could not have. Once they arrived to the designated location, they were greeted with the smell of dirt and trees. The rented part of the land wasn't as big, but it was still a beautiful green area surrounded by crops that they gave to the landowners. There was a difference between sharecropping and slavery, and that was freedom. The Johnsons had the choice of working for a landowner instead of hundreds of years ago where they were forced to do with no outcome. But they chose to stay there because what other job would hire them? It was very hard for them to get a high-skilled job. They were being discriminated by white people even after they were free. The Johnson family and many other black families were all affected negatively by the Jim Crow laws because of the discrimination and segregation that they faced in their own country. There were some white people who did not agree with the Jim Crow laws because they felt like it was unfair to black people and that they should be equal. They didn't have the same opportunities in life as white people did. Lyndon B. Johnson ended all of this in 1964 when he signed the Civil Rights Act to end discrimination, segregation, and the Jim Crow laws. Even though it didn't stop the hatred against black people by some white folks, it was a step forward.